Moments of Melody Time. Some pearls and parables to think about along the way. Some time ago, an evangelist was waiting in a railroad station. He saw two men engaged in a very serious conversation. In fact, the older man and the younger man were having an argument. The young man was trying to prove that the Bible nowhere stated that Jesus Christ had any existence before he came into the world. The older man insisted that the scriptures were full of the pre-existence of Jesus, but he was not able to make much progress. Then the evangelist appeared, and both of the men turned to him. "What do you think?" they said. "Do you think Jesus Christ had any existence before he came to this earth?" "One verse settles it for me," the evangelist replied. "What verse is that?" they asked. 2 Corinthians 8:9. "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." "Well," said the young man, I don't think that has any doesn't touch the subject." And even the older man, who hoped to find help in the evangelist, was forced to say, "I confess myself, I don't see where that has anything to do with it." "Tell me, gentlemen," the evangelist returned, "when was he rich? Was he rich when he was born in a stable and cradled in a manger? Was he rich when he grew up in that mean little village of Nazareth and worked at the carpenter's bench? Was he rich when he went all over the hills and through the valleys of Galilee and Judea and Samaria, when he could say the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to put his head? Was he rich when he wanted a penny, and he had to say, 'Show me a penny?'" The old man's face lit up, and he said, "I know when he was rich." But the young man replied, I'm not going to discuss this anymore." And so that one verse settled the matter. The Lord Jesus was rich in eternity past. Rich beyond measure, but he wanted to share those riches with us, and so he came to earth. Mark chapter 11, and we're reading the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox. Verse 12. When they had left Bethany the next day, Jesus was hungry, and observed a fig tree some way off with its leaves out. And he went up to it to see if he could find anything on it. And when he reached it, he found leaves and nothing else. It was not the right season for figs. And he said to it aloud in the hearing of the disciples, "Let no man ever eat fruit of thine hereafter." So they came to Jerusalem, and there Jesus went into the temple and began driving out those who sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the bankers and the chairs of the pigeon sellers, nor would he allow anyone to carry his wares through the temple. And this was the admonition he gave them: "Is it not written, 'My house shall be known among all nations for a house of prayer,' whereas you have made it into a den of thieves?" The chief priests and scribes heard of this, and looked for some means of making away with him. But they were afraid of him, because all the multitude was so full of admiration at his teaching. The Lord Jesus is God. He existed from all eternity. And that's why he could speak of God's house as his house. I wonder, as the Lord Jesus looks down from heaven, does he find a place to dwell in the temple of your heart? Or is it filled with sin like the temple that we read about today?